One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is the Haunting Hour. A likely murder story.
Hello, Inspector Carter. How'd it go today?
Oh, not too tough, Gordon. The usual assortment of petty crooks and tin horns.
You must be getting rusty on homicide, Inspector. There hasn't been a murder here in 3 months.
Can't say that I miss it, Gordon. I've had my share.
As a criminal reporter without any spine-chilling crimes to report, I can safely remark that the situation is not to my liking. How about rehashing an old killing for the Sunday supplement, Inspector?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Tell me a murder story and spread it over 9 columns, please.
Hey, come to think of it, Gordon, I'd like to hear one myself.
I don't want to see a movie, Inspector. I want to hear it from you. Hey, where are you going?
Oh, just over here.
What are you doing with that safe?
Getting your story, Gordon. Be patient.
Oh, I see. A bound confession.
An excellent deduction.
Which case is it, Inspector?
As a writer, you'll be interested. Let me read it to you. My name is Carl Gregory. Address, number 4, Ocean Road. Age, 34. Profession, writer. My story begins on an evening in the late spring of last year.
I was trying desperately to entertain myself at a party which my wife had insisted upon giving to uphold our social reputation in the community.
Wonderful party, girl. Wonderful. Ellen's a talented hostess.
Thank you, Alex. Remember that when you review my next book.
Perhaps Ellen should write it, Carl. By the way, where is your lovely wife?
Oh, probably in the garden, dreaming of you, Alex.
You see, she is remarkable.
Hello, Carl. Alex.
Hello, Evelyn.
Enjoying yourself?
Of course. I was born just to go to parties.
That's a plausible explanation, my dear.
I happened to overhear you asking for Ellen.
Well, that's kind of you.
And she is in the garden.
You see, Alex? I'm remarkable.
I know it really doesn't mean anything, Carl, but I saw Lloyd Stanton going there just a few minutes ago.
What juicy gossip, Evelyn. Is he making love to my wife?
Well, I was only trying to be helpful, Carl.
Wouldn't you two like to dance? I'm going to watch my flowers bloom in the moonlight.
Poetry was written for a night like this, Helen.
Why, Lloyd, that sounds like a quote from one of your books.
No, well, and that's not quite fair. They're not as bad as all that, are they?
Oh, of course not, Lloyd.
Let's sit down here, shall we, Helen?
Excuse me, Lloyd.
Oh, what a night. A perfect night for lovers.
Quiet, Lloyd. You want Carl to hear you? You know how suspicious he is.
Well, he couldn't possibly hear me.
I haven't told you, but I saw him on the patio a minute ago.
Following us?
Oh, not exactly. Probably taking some air himself.
Oh, I'll bet he's nearby. Ellen, I have a wonderful idea.
What?
Let's pretend I'm making love to you.
Oh, no. Wait now.
No, just let's pretend.
I wonder how Carl would handle such a situation.
Like a character in one of his books, I'm sure.
Fine. Darling.
Yes, Lloyd?
Now that I know we're really alone, I have something I want to tell you.
Oh, please, dear, not now.
Darling, I love you. I love you.
Lloyd, listen.
Yes, it was Carl, all right. He heard everything. Oh, what a joke.
Yes, but why did he run away?
Carl, I've been looking for you. I want to say goodnight and tell you what a splendid time I've had. I say, Carl, are you listening?
Hmm? Oh, yes, sure. Good night, Alec. Thanks for coming.
Where's Ellen? I must say goodnight to her. Oh, there you are, Ellen.
Alec, I've neglected you. Forgive me, dear. Have you had a good time?
Quite good, Ellen, quite good. And thus, with my debt paid, I bid you farewell. Good night.
Good night, Alec.
Goodbye.
And now it's my turn, my friend.
Oh, Lloyd, must you leave so early?
Yes, what's your hurry? Well, I'm rewriting my new book, Carl, and I promised my publisher I'd work on it tomorrow.
Very well, Lloyd, but remember, you're coming for dinner tomorrow.
Ellen, dear, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Let me drive you home, Lloyd. Oh, that's nice of you, Carl, but, oh, please don't bother. Nonsense, it's only a few miles. I can be back here in no time. Well, thanks, I would appreciate it. Car's out that way. I won't be long, Ellen.
Drive carefully, Carl.
It's all right, Ellen. He's safe with me. It's very kind of you to take all this trouble, Carl. Well, the party was getting dull, Lloyd. It's a relief to get away. Oh, by the way, I'd like to ask a favor of you, Carl. Really? What? It's about this new book of mine. It's mostly autobiographical in theme, and I'd very much like your opinion on the manuscript. I've kept it pretty much a secret. It's called I Remember. Oh, is that it? Yeah. I'm so glad to have finished it that I've been carrying it around with me just feeling the thickness of the pages. All right, I'll look it over, Lloyd. Drop it on the seat when you leave. Really? You must be in a hurry to get home. Look at that speedometer. Aren't you a bit nervous, Carl? No. Are you? Well, slightly. I'd rather not see us take off around the curve. That's a good idea there, Lloyd. No use in both of us getting killed. What are you stopping here for? Get out. What is this, a joke? Get out, I said. Listen, Carl. I have something to tell you. No, Stanton, you have nothing to tell me. But I have, about this evening. Ellen and I... Shut up. Good Lord. Carl, put down that wrench. Are you out of your mind? Carl, put down that wrench.
Yes, I'll put it down.
I was becoming worried. Did Lloyd get home all right?
Well, of course, Ellen. Why shouldn't he?
Well, I thought you two might have an argument.
Why?
Oh, come now, Carl. Lloyd must have told you.
Told me what? Come to the point, Ellen.
Why, about the little game we were playing with you and Evelyn.
Game?
Why, of course. Evelyn's such a prattling gossip that when Lloyd and I saw her run into the house, we decided to teach both of you a lesson.
Then it was all an act?
Well, naturally, darling. But you've just got to do something about that jealousy trait of yours. It'll get you in trouble someday.
Why, Ellen, you fool. Do you think you can play games with people's lives?
Carl.
I'm sorry, darling. I've been working too hard on my book lately. Not going as well as I'd hoped.
Where are you going?
Oh, just out, that's all.
But it's after 2:00.
Why, I lost something on the road. I've got to find it. I've got to find it. Yes, Ellen. Go to sleep.
Did you find what you were looking for?
No. Strange, but it wasn't there.
What was it you lost?
Nothing important. Go to sleep.
I can't. It's been such a wonderful evening.
I never knew you had a flair for acting, Ellen. You shouldn't have kept it so well hidden.
Carl, are you still angry about Lloyd and me?
Oh, let's forget it. Good night.
Well, something's the matter. I can sense it.
Don't be dramatic, Ellen. Just go to sleep.
You did quarrel with Lloyd, didn't you?
It's a little late for cross-examination, Ellen. Suppose I take the stand in the morning.
What are you hiding from me?
I'm tired and I want very much to sleep. You can search my soul all day tomorrow.
All right, Carl. We'll go to sleep now. But tomorrow I'll ask Lloyd here and we'll straighten this whole thing out once and for all.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, hello, Alec. Come in.
Have you heard the news?
Hi, Carl.
Oh, hello, Ellen. Didn't expect to find you two up so early.
Well, is there anything wrong?
I was just about to tell Carl. Lloyd Stanton's disappeared.
What?
Well, who told you that exciting news?
I've just been at his home. His housekeeper told me he hasn't been home since he left to come over here to your place last night.
Well, that's strange. Carl drove him home right after the party.
Well, not exactly. I left him off about a half mile from his house.
Run out of gas, old man?
No, Lloyd said it was such a lovely night, he wanted to walk home the rest of the way.
Well, I wonder where he is. We've got to find him.
Don't worry, dear. He'll be found.
Well, what could have happened to him?
Hysteria is a little uncalled for just now, Ellen. I suggest we notify the police and leave it up to them. What do you say, Alec?
Yes, they're the proper people to be out looking for him.
Well, do something then, Alec. Call them.
I'll do better than that, my dear. I'm driving past the station. I'll describe the body to the authorities personally. This is getting to be quite exciting.
Alec!
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen. Forgive me. Well, I'll be getting on. You'll be the first to know when I get some news. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ellen.
Well, Carl?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Where is he?
I don't know.
What did you do with him?
Oh, don't be a fool, Ellen. I tell you, I took him home, and that's the last I saw of him.
What were you looking for on the road, Carl?
Nothing of importance.
Was it Lloyd?
So you do know.
It was only a joke. Why did you kill him?
Oh, what's the difference? Why? It's all over.
They'll find you out, Carl. Call the police.
You're out of your mind.
Very well, then I'll tell them.
Now, come back here.
No, you killed Lloyd, and I've got to call the police.
What do you think you're doing?
Let go. You're hurting me. Let go.
Goodbye, darling. The party's over. It's all finished.
Oh.
Hello?
Gregory?
Yes?
This is Inspector Carter, police.
Oh, what's wrong?
We've just brought in a man accidentally killed by a truck. We'd like you to come down here and identify him.
Who is it?
Badly smashed up, but luckily we found some identification papers in his pocket.
Well, who is it? What's his name?
The card in the wallet says Lloyd Stanton.
This is Stanton's body, Mr. Gregory.
Yes, Inspector Carter. There's no doubt of it. That ring on his right hand, I've often seen him wearing it.
Well, in cases of this kind where the body has been badly mutilated, we require positive personal identification such as you've given.
Well, how did it happen?
The driver of the truck has been completely absolved. It's been determined that Stanton walked directly into the car.
Then the case is closed.
Yes, Mr. Gregory. And thanks for coming down here. You've been a big help.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Goodbye, sir. Oh, Mr. Gregory.
Yes, Inspector.
I'm very sorry.
Ellen's death didn't prove too difficult to explain. The police accepted the explanation that she had a fainting spell and had struck her head on the iron guard or the fireplace. There had been the necessary questioning, but all went well. I turned again to my writing, burying the past in my work.
Has the well run dry, Carl?
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me, Alec. Nothing's gone right lately.
It's understandable, old man.
You've been under a strain these past few months. Ever since Ellen died, you haven't been yourself.
Forget it.
Sorry, Carl. I should have known it's still fresh in your mind.
Have you heard any word about my book, Time and Darkness?
No, not yet. But frankly, I'm not holding out too much hope for it.
Well, why not?
Now, Carl, we've been over that before. It's not a good book. Three publishers have turned it down already. What makes you think it'll be accepted now?
Oh, but Alec, it's got to be. I need the money.
Don't you have other manuscripts I could take with me?
No, you've seen everything else.
Oh, come now, Carl. There must be something lying around at the bottom of your desk which you've never shown me. Anything at all. Something that might sell.
No, nothing that I can think of. Wait a minute. Yes, there is something. A novel I wrote several months ago. I don't particularly like it. The story's almost autobiographical.
Well, let's see it. Can't do any harm.
I'd rather not, Alec.
Oh, come on. You've nothing to lose.
Well, in here someplace. Where did I... Oh, yes, here it is.
Well, let's have it.
Oh, just a minute. There's some scribbling on the title page. I'll have to put in a new one. I remember by Carl Gregory. Hello?
Carl, this is Alec.
Oh, have you been to the publisher? They've accepted the book?
You've hit the jackpot, old man. They say your book will be a bestseller inside 1 week of its publication. It's getting the biggest promotion campaign in the firm's history.
Which one, Alec? Which one?
Time and Darkness. The one I thought so terrible.
Oh.
I must say, Carl, you've made me look like an utter fool.
And get the manuscript of I Remember back for me immediately.
What for? They want to buy it, too.
Oh, never mind, Alec. Get it and bring it out here as soon as you can. You're wasting time. Get it.
I hope you don't mind my breaking in on you like this, Carl.
No, Evelyn, it's quite all right.
Well, where have you been keeping yourself? You've been behaving like a perfect stranger.
My work, Evelyn, keeps me very busy.
Oh, I never could understand writers. Lloyd Stanton was the same way.
Really?
Of course. I remember a time just before he was killed in that accident. I'd gone to his house to invite him to a dinner I was having for some friends. He practically refused to see me.
Why?
He claimed he was writing a very important book and just couldn't be disturbed.
What was the book?
Oh, some nonsense about his childhood. He hid the book from me as if I were a thief.
Then you didn't see it?
No. I wonder whatever became of it.
Oh, probably lying in his house somewhere. Well, Evelyn, I've enjoyed your visit.
You're polite about throwing me out, aren't you, Carl?
Well, am I interrupting?
Oh, no, no. Come right in, Alec.
By all means. Carl's been waiting for you to rescue him. Well, goodbye to you both.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Goodbye, Evelyn. Well, it took you long enough to get here. Where's the manuscript?
I haven't got it.
Why not?
Do you think the publisher's out of his mind? They'll buy anything you give them now. I Remember is only a fair book, but the strength of your name will make it a bestseller. You're a success, Carl.
Well, I don't want that book published. It's no good, Alec. I only gave it to you because you insisted. Now get it back for me.
I can't. The contracts have been signed. Oh, be reasonable, Carl. I know what's best for your career.
Do you, Alec? Following months proved Alec's prophecy to be quite accurate. Things went well. The two books were instantaneous successes, and the royalties that rightfully belonged to Lloyd Stanton came in with comforting regularity. They helped me try to repair the wreckage he had made of my life. It began to look as if nothing could stop me.
It's been a wonderful evening, Carl. Just seeing your name on the screen was thrilling.
Yes, the audiences seem to like the picture.
And why not? I remember with perfect movie material. Carl.
Yes, Evelyn?
Tell me, Carl, have you ever thought of marrying again?
Well, not too seriously, but I do admit it's lonely at times.
Well, I should say it would be. Now that you have everything you want, Carl, success, recognition, you should consider marriage very strongly.
My dear Evelyn, you know that you're quite transparent, don't you?
Of course. But, what's your answer?
Is this a proposal?
Partially. Seeing your picture tonight made me very daring.
I'm sorry, Evelyn. You should have caught me right after we left the theater. I was quite in love with life just then.
And now?
I'm tired, Evelyn. Quite tired. Well, here's your mansion.
Can't you come in for some coffee?
No, thank you, Evelyn. It's rather late.
The elusive widower.
Good night, Evelyn.
Hello, Carl.
What? Lloyd. Lloyd, you were found dead.
Not quite, Carl. I'm very much alive.
Where have you been?
I don't remember. I honestly don't know.
But the man they found in your clothes, Lloyd, your papers, who was he?
The man who robbed me when I wandered into the city after you hit me that night on the road.
Why have you been hiding away all these months?
Oh, I haven't been hiding, Carl. I've been trying desperately to find out who I was. You see, after I'd recovered consciousness that night, I found I'd lost my memory. And where my clothes were stolen, I had no way of knowing my identity.
Why did you come back? You had no right to. You were dead.
You tried to kill me, Carl,
no,
didn't you?
No, it was all a mistake. I lost my head. I didn't know it was a joke, Lloyd.
It's too bad, isn't it, Carl, that you had to bring me back here?
No. No, I don't want you here. I didn't bring you back.
Oh, but you did, Carl. There's a movie playing all over the country, Carl. A wonderful picture. I went to see it. It's called I Remember. And, Carl, I did. I remember place and incident and people. I saw every part of my life just as it used to be, and I knew then who I was. That I had an identity and a life that belonged to me. And that my name was Lloyd Stanton.
You didn't need the book anymore. You had taken from
Where's Ellen? I want to see her.
She's dead.
You killed her, didn't you, Carl?
Yes. I killed her. Just as I've got to kill you, Lloyd. We thought you were dead, but you're still acting, aren't you, Lloyd? Still making believe.
Stay away from me, Carl. You're mad.
Am I, Lloyd?
Get hold of yourself.
No, Lloyd. We're both part of a story that's already been written. We can't change it.
But stories aren't real. You make them up.
No. No, this one really happened, Lloyd. And you were dead. That's the way it's got to be.
No, no, Carl, please. I've just come back. No, no! No!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is the haunting hour.
Tapping on the window.
Any city that marks the end of a long trail is beautiful. That is why Mexico City, even now, is like a white, majestic monument to me. For here on the sun-drenched terrace, I dare, for the first time, to look back without fear. The echo chamber in my mind is sealed. And I dare to let the past parade its antic sounds, even its tappings on the window. For now I know that tapping belongs to the past, to the places in my mind that once were dark. Yet, it was but a few days ago, back in New York, that I heard the tapping, that it came to me out of the night to shatter my reason and almost destroy me. How well I remember. Jim. Jim, wake up!
What?
Jim, please. Turn on the light.
Oh, what's the matter, Laura?
Jim, somebody was tapping on our window.
Oh, darling, for heaven's sake, you've been dreaming.
No, Jim, I heard it. I was lying here wide awake, thinking.
Laura, do you mean you haven't gone to sleep yet? What? Why, it's 2:00.
I tell you, I heard it. Open the window, Jim.
No. Laura, there's nothing and no one out here. There couldn't be, darling. It's a sheer drop of 20 stories.
I heard the tapping. I know I heard it.
Laura, try to get some sleep now. And promise me you'll go around to see Dr. Simmons in the morning. He'll give you something to quiet your nerves and make you sleep.
All right, Tim. I guess I am overwrought.
You want me to leave the light on?
No. Good night, Tim.
Good night, Laura.
I tried to go to sleep, but it was no use. The tapping was real. I'd heard it there on my window. And all the memories came back. They pounded persistently against my will to shut them out. And finally, when I couldn't fight them any longer, I let them take possession. To slide into the past. Back 5 years to California, at a time I thought I was so desperately in love with Courtney Lang. Courtney. I heard the tapping, Courtney. I heard it and I hated you. Hated every memory of you from that first evening we met in the little garden that separated our apartment.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone was out here.
Don't let me frighten you away. This garden isn't private.
Thank you. I'm Courtney Lang. That's my apartment there on the left.
I'm Laura Harding. I live here, too.
Yes, I know. I've watched you here in the garden from my window. You're very lovely.
I'll be going in now.
Oh, please don't be offended, Miss Harding. That must have sounded rather like a fresh compliment, but it wasn't meant to be. I'm an artist, and I notice beautiful things and beautiful people just as a matter of course.
I see. Phil, it is getting late. I must go in.
You're not angry, then?
Of course not. Good night.
Good night, Miss Harding. I hope we'll meet again.
Several days passed, and I'd all but forgotten that chance meeting when... What's that? Who's there?
It's Courtney Lang, Miss Harding. Open the window.
What is it? You startled me.
Well, I'm sorry. I should have phoned you, but this method seems more direct.
Was something wrong?
No, far from it. In fact, this bold, unconventional summons is an invitation to a party.
I see. Or rather, I don't.
Well, I have a few friends in my apartment who are about to pass judgment on my latest painting. I'd like very much to have you join us and pass judgment, too.
Well, I don't know.
Do come. Please.
All right. I really would like to see some of your work. I'll join you in a moment. And that was how our strange love affair began. At first, I was aware only of Courtney's charm and his talent as a painter. He was handsome, self-assured, and successful. I couldn't help feeling flattered by his attention. Then one evening, as we sat together in the garden, I had my first glimpse of the Courtney I was to learn to fear. The real Courtney.
Tired, Laura?
Well, a little. It's difficult getting used to spending a whole day in an art gallery.
What did you think of those Rover black and whites? They're really what I took you to see.
Well, frankly, I didn't like them.
No? Why not?
Oh, I don't know exactly. They gave me the creeps.
I knew you'd like them.
But I didn't like them, Courtney. They were morbid and ugly. They looked like something remembered from a nightmare. Just what were they supposed to mean?
They're Rover's illustrations for a book on phobias.
Phobias? Well, I suppose that explains them, but it doesn't add to their appeal.
Rover is a master. His brush begins where the psychiatrist leaves off.
Oh, that kind of probing is horrible.
No, it isn't, Flora. Every person has deep, dark recesses in his mind. Hidden, mysterious wells of doubts and fears that can be turned into sources of power, provided he isn't afraid of them.
Courtney, I've never heard you talk like this before.
You're psychic. You can understand this sort of thing.
I'm psychic? Oh, Courtney, really?
But you are. I sensed it the first time we met. You're super sensitive to things, to people, thoughts. You've got that kind of tension in your consciousness that gives you a sixth sense.
I wish I did. Maybe I'd be a more successful writer if I knew a few things other people didn't.
No, really, I'm serious, Laura. It's a trait I never fail to recognize.
You mean you're psychic too?
Yes. I think you've always known that. Put me to the test.
How? How can I test you?
Well, suppose you concentrate on something we both know about. Some incident or conversation, even a person we both know. Let your mind take complete hold of it for a moment, and don't let go. Ready?
No. Give me time to think of something difficult. Something you won't be likely to guess. Now, let me see. All right, I'm ready.
Concentrate, then.
I am.
I've got it.
You have? What?
You were thinking of me, right?
Oh, yes, but that's just an obvious guess on your part.
No, there's more to it. You were thinking of the way I tap upon your window when I come to call for you.
Why, Courtney, that's exactly right. How did you know?
Well, it's particularly easy for me to hear any sound in a thought.
You heard the sound in my thought? The tapping?
Distinctly. You see, it's pitch dark, and your eyes have no distraction. So I didn't even have to use the thought energy to keep them closed. Want to try something else?
No. No, it frightens me. I don't believe in it, but I'm afraid.
It's because you don't want to recognize the psychical powers you know you have. You've been frightened and appalled by your own ability sometimes, by your hunches, your premonitions, even your dreams.
Courtney, stop! This kind of talk is nonsense.
Laura, if you are given this power to look on glory,
You should be proud of it.
No. No, I'm not. I want to go in now, Courtney.
All right, Laura. I'll see you tomorrow evening, then.
I should have left you then, Courtney. I should have run away. I knew that you were strange and even dangerous. But I thought I loved you, and I stayed. And then one day...
I want to talk to you seriously about something, Laura.
Yes, Courtney? What is it?
I'd like to paint your portrait.
Why, Courtney, I'm really terribly flattered.
In that blue dress you wore to Florence Whitby's party the other night.
Mm-hmm. That would be perfect.
There's just one other thing, Laura. I have so many pressing commitments at present, we'll have to work whenever I can squeeze in the time.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter at all.
Fine. Suppose I tap on your window as a sort of signal whenever I'm free.
No, I'd rather you didn't do that. Of course, Courtney. Whenever you want me, just tap on my window and I'll be right with you. Coming, Courtney. I'll be with you in a moment, Courtney. I heard you, Courtney. I'm coming. It was during those weeks that I posed for the portrait. But I began to be convinced at last that Courtney was right. That I did have a strange power in my mind to see beyond the perilous edge of reality. I began to read the books I found in Courtney's studio. Weird, twisted, mystical books. Books on spiritualism, telepathy, phobias. Books that dealt with pathology and neurology. Finally, I began to believe I understood something of Courtney's strange philosophy. The terrible dread took hold of me. I was afraid of him and of myself. Then, quite suddenly, the portrait was finished. Courtney invited a few of our friends to the unveiling. When everything was ready, he called for me.
Laura, Laura, we're ready. Come and see yourself as an artist sees you.
I'll be out in a moment, Courtney. Wait for me.
Yes, Laura.
Courtney, I'm so excited. I've never seen myself on canvas.
I'm excited too, Laura. And yet, I'm rather sad.
Why, Courtney? Don't you think the portrait's good?
No, it's not that.
What then?
I've been thinking about us, Laura, and wondering. I think you know that I've fallen deeply in love with you. So much so that I'm beginning to be afraid for us.
Afraid? Of what?
Well, all these weeks I've been tapping out a tattoo upon your window, and you've come running to me. Now the portrait's finished, and I'm wondering if you'll go on responding whenever I call.
Oh, Courtney, of course I will. Whenever your message sounds upon my window, I'll come, no matter what.
Remember this promise, Laura. When I send a message for you, you'll come, no matter what.
Now that everything is behind me, and all the ghosts of my past have been shut out, I can look back with a clear mind without being afraid. I know I fell in love with Courtney Lang before I realized what a strange person he was. I had tried to make concessions for him because he was a talented artist and the most fascinating man I'd ever known. Dark, mysterious, and challenging. He had painted my portrait, and when it was finished, he took me to his studio where some friends were gathered for the unveiling. And when they were gone, Courtney said,
"Well, darling, now that you've seen it, tell me, how do you like your portrait?"
Courtney, I'm sure it's a beautiful piece of work. Artistically, I mean. But...
What for?
Well, don't be angry with me, but... It seems to me that there's something almost sinister about it. In the eyes. They're too deep, too dark. Somehow too knowing.
But that's the real you, Laura. The you I love.
Oh, Courtney, please. Let's not go through all that again. I have no special powers of mind or spirit.
I know better, Laura.
think of it. To look into a world beyond this one. A world that we can find together if you will let me take you. Laura, we have but to combine our powers and the great unknown will open up to us.
No, Courtney, no.
Help me to pierce the veil into that mystic world. We could travel on wings, Laura. Together
Courtney,
we could...
you're mad. Let me go. Courtney, please let go of my arm. I'm afraid of you.
Laura.
I'm afraid of you. I don't want to see you again. I hate you. I'm afraid.
Laura. Laura, please let me talk to you. Laura. Remember, you gave your promise to come when I tapped upon the window for you. Laura! Laura, where are you? She's gone. But she'll come back. She'll come back.
I ran away to New York and tried to forget Courtney. When I met Jim Ralston, suddenly everything has changed. I forgot Courtney completely in my love for Jim. We were married, Jim and I. And for almost 2 years, I was divinely happy. Then came the night I heard the tapping on my window. And I was sure that Courtney was sounding his message for me. The next morning, Jim tried to convince me that the tapping was a nightmare.
Laura, let's not talk about that tapping anymore. Eat your breakfast.
I don't want anything, Jim.
Darling, you must eat. Come now, make an effort. Here, have some fruit.
All right, Jim. I'll try.
Oh, by the way, darling, remember that artist by the name of Courtney Lang you used to know in California?
Why? Why do you speak of him?
Well, there's an article in the morning paper about him.
Yes?
He died last night. Well, Laura, what's the matter?
Courtney's dead. That's what the tapping meant. I knew. Let me see the paper, Jim.
Yes. Well, darling, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Courtney Lang, well-known artist, died in an automobile accident near his Los Angeles home last night at 11 o'clock. Jim, that was 2 o'clock, New York time.
That's right.
It was Courtney then. He tapped for me. I knew. I would have sworn my life upon it.
Laura, get hold of yourself. After all, you haven't seen Courtney Lang for years. You told me that was all over.
Please won't let me go, Jim.
Laura, I'm going to call Dr. Simmons.
Stop, please. I'm all right now. Really. Hello?
Hello, Laura.
Yes?
This is Florence Whitby, Laura. Do you remember me? We used to know each other on the coast.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I just read about Courtney. Isn't it tragic?
Yes, tragic.
I know how close you were to him once, Laura, so I was wondering if you'd like to go to the exhibition with me today.
Exhibition?
Yes. Courtney's works are on exhibition at the Dyckman Galleries.
I'd like to come.
Well, suppose I meet you at the gallery at 2:30, hmm?
Yes, at 2:30. I'll be there. The gallery was a haunted place. Courtney looked down upon me from every frame upon the wall. I could feel his presence all around me. His spirit reaching out for mine. Florence.
Yes, Laura?
When did you last see Courtney?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago. He often look you up here. He... Well, I suppose you know that he never got over you, Laura.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you should never have left him, Laura. He was lost and unhappy without you. He never gave up hope that you'd come back. I know that.
Didn't he know that I'd married Jim Ralston?
Yes, he knew. But that didn't seem to make any difference. He said there was a bond between you that nothing could break. A bond stronger than marriage or even death. He... Oh, look, Laura. They're giving your portrait star billing.
My portrait? Where? Where is it?
There, in the alcove.
Come with me. I want to see it.
Oh, of course. Oh, this portrait was by far the best thing Courtney ever did, Laura.
Yes, I remember every line of it. Every shadow. The eyes.
The eyes are strange, but somehow rather beautiful.
They're horrible and ugly. But they're real. They're my eyes, Florence. Look at me.
Those eyes in the portrait are just like mine, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps.
Yes, they are. I know they are. Courtney was right. He alone could see me as I really am. Oh, Courtney, I want to come back to you. I'm Laura.
Laura, come, Laura. We'd better go.
I want to be with you, Courtney. I was wrong to run away. I belong with you. No one else can ever reach me, I understand. Let me come to you, Courtney. Call me back.
Come away.
Courtney!
Heaven's name, Laura. People are staring.
Send your message, Courtney. I'll come this time. I'll keep my promise, Courtney.
God.
God, Courtney!
Miss?
Oh, help me, please. This lady's Courtney. Ill. Courtney, call me back. Courtney!
Give me your key, Laura. I'll open the door. Here. Are you sure you don't want me to stay with you till Jim comes home?
No. I'm all right, Florence.
Well, go to bed and try to rest. Oh, I wish you'd let me call a doctor.
No. No, thank you. I'm all right.
Well, goodbye then. I'll call you in the morning.
Yes. Goodbye. The door closed, and I was alone. I remember the thought that immediately took possession of me. I was alone, and now I had to face things as they were. I'd been a fool. All those years when I tried to live a normal life, loving Jim, hoping he'd never discover the truth, I'd been a fool. Yet I thought, I must have known that one day Courtney would find me and take me away. And I felt myself sinking deeper and deeper into his grasp.
What's Courtney now? He's calling to me, and I must go. I promised. I'm coming, Courtney. I'm coming. I'll climb upon the sill and open up the window. Wait, Courtney. Wait. I can't get the window open, Courtney. Wait. Wait for me. Wait. Wait for me.
Laura, what are you doing?
I can't get the window open, Jim. Help me.
Laura, get down.
No, he's out there. Courtney, he tapped for me. There. You heard it, Jim. You heard it. The tapping. It's Courtney.
Laura.
Jim, let me go. You can't hold me any longer. Courtney, come for me. I've got to go to him. Courtney, I want to come to you, but Jim won't let me.
Laura, listen to me. I'm going to open the window now, and we'll look out together.
Yes. Open the window.
There. Do you see Courtney out there, Laura?
Courtney? Who are you, Courtney?
He isn't there, Laura. He never was.
Yes, he was. He tapped.
No. Look, this is what caused the tapping. Take a good look, Laura.
It's an aerial.
Yes, an ordinary aerial with two clamps on the end of it. When the wind was strong enough, it blew the aerial against our window and caused a tapping. Like this.
An aerial?
The wind was strong last night and again this afternoon. There, see for yourself. The wind is blowing now. Look.
And so, all the fears of the past that had been walled up inside me, the tappings on the window that to me had been living ghosts, were suddenly melted away into nothingness. The next morning, Jim and I were on a plane bound for Mexico City. I don't know how Jim managed it, but he did. During the flight, Jim was very quiet, almost despondent. But now I understand the reason for that. Jim had his own fears. This morning at breakfast, he asked me...
Laura, you're feeling much better since we arrived here, aren't you?
Yes, Jim. Much, much better.
Then may I ask you something?
Of course, Jim. Anything.
Did you and I make this trip alone, Laura?
Yes, Jim. Just you and I. That's the way it's going to be from here on in.
And Courtney Lang?
Jim, I've discovered something. The ghost of Courtney Lang was a living ghost. It's gone now. Courtney is dead. His strong spirit has found its place at last. Out there somewhere in a great unknown he loved. He'll find his peace there, Jim. I know he will.
Laura.
Come here, darling. I want to kiss you.
Thank you.
This has been a Cryptid County podcast. To check out our other storytelling podcasts like Let's Not Meet and Odd Trails, go to CrypticCountyPodcasts.com. We'll see you next time.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story? That's what ought to happen next.
It did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.